Welcome in to GQDN. We are brought to you by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by Audible. Today, we talk about a playdate, Square Enix apologizes. Well, that's more Final Fantasy. But there are some other Square Enix news. And there's a publisher that is leaving Ubisoft, maybe. But we start today with Destructoid.com. Now, we know that there's a World of Warcraft announcement coming in tomorrow. That will be on our Twitch channel at noon Eastern, so you can check that out there. But according to Destructoid, right now there is no idea of if Bobby Kotick will stay with Activision or not. And this is the added SEC filing. It's an added line, which says, quote, "No discussions or negotiations regarding post-closing employment arrangements with Microsoft occurred between Microsoft and Mr. Kotick prior to the approval and execution of the merger agreement and the transactions completed thereby or have occurred subsequent to such approval and execution through the date thereof." While the signs do say that he will be leaving, but his role may be changed. We'll see what happens once the sale is final, if it becomes final. Now, on to a little bit lighter Blizzard news. .esports is reporting that Blizzard president Mike Ybarra has officially denied rumors that the video game publisher will be supporting NFTs. Okay, and he said that in a tweet. And it was a response because Andy Robinson at Andy Platonic said on Twitter, "Blizzard is polling interest in NFTs and play-to-earn games." And Mike Ybarra replied, quote, "No one is doing NFTs." Now, that would have to be within the company itself, because we do know that other companies have been supporting NFTs one way or another. I'm not naming them here, but we know who you are. So, what do you think? Should Blizzard support NFTs? Let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now we go to Eurogamer for the next three articles. And Patrick, and I do apologize if I get the name wrong, Pelord says that he is leaving Ubisoft. But what will he do? Now, he said this in a tweet. RSX Vegas, AC, FC3, COL, WD2. It's been a privilege to collaborate with everyone at Ubi on these great games. Now, I'm happy to share that I am starting my own independent creative consultancy, where I will keep working with Ubisoft and also spend some time on some personal projects. So basically, what he is going to do is he will have his own practice, okay, but he will still work closely with Ubisoft. So we do wish him well and some good luck in his future endeavors. Which, by the way, if you're doing something like that, you'd have some more family time. So if he does have family, then, you know, he'd be working a little bit closer to home, as it were. Anyway, another Eurogamer.net article says that the Final Fantasy team apologizes for the broken housing system. Now, the Final Fantasy 14 director, Nakoi Yoshida, said in a quote, now, once again, I do apologize for mispronouncing names. "We understand that this is a major issue and are prioritizing our investigation into the matter. We are working to identify the issue in the corresponding program. However, as the process is very complex and there are many patterns involved for the lottery conditions, It will require some time to pinpoint the problem." And they did post a link to their progress on Twitter at Final Fantasy 14 underscore news underscore EN. So if you do have Final Fantasy 14 and you are experiencing those issues, follow them on Twitter and you will see any updates for which they would have. Now, Final Fantasy is a Square Enix game, so we're going to back up in the corporate fashion and say that Eurogamer.net said that the blockchain technology will remain. So, once again, I apologize for the name. Yusuke Matsuda is the president, and he said, quote, "Until now, in most games, we provided the content as a finished product, and the players played that content. However, there are a certain number of players in the world who want to contribute to making games more interesting by creating new settings and ways of playing. In the future, we want to utilize the power of these people to create games that will continue to evolve. If instead of relying on goodwill, we can also provide incentives to those who contribute to development by utilizing technologies such as blockchain, there is a possibility that innovative and interesting content can be created from the ideas of users." Now we go on to some things that are coming out, and we start with going back to Destructoid, and they have said that Retrobrit could bring back Battletoads. Now, this could be in response to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming out, but they did post a picture up on their Twitter at Retrobit Gaming, and they said, "Tomorrow, which means April 19th, get ready for Double Trouble," which means Battletoads. They're showing the sunglasses for Battletoads, the spiked collar, nunchucks, and brass knuckles, all up on Twitter. So this could be something that they will release tomorrow, at least release news on tomorrow. And right now the title that is, the title that's kind of out there could be Double Dragon, Double Trouble. So we'll see. We shall see. We end today with Engadget.com, and there is a indie game machine coming out as Playdate. Okay, now Playdate is a kind of a Nintendo type handheld device, okay, that has a crank to it. Now the crank isn't just a symbolic device. It can help you go through games. It does not power up the device, though. That's basically what's in the article. So, and there are some articles, other articles that I've seen about this. But the games will be in black and white. It is unclear at this time whether or not the device is, or will have different skins to them, different colors to them. Okay? They could. I'm not going to say if they do or not, because there's no facts behind that. But you will have a grand total of 24 titles on the device's first season. And there's like 24 titles, that's a pretty... there's a lot of games on here, such as Hyper Meteor, Flipper Lifter, Zipper, Boogie Loops, stuff like that. So we shall see what happens and everything with this device. Now, keep in mind that there are other devices out there, so it's kind of pick and choose. The price for this, I believe I seen it for $180. So you're going to get 24 games a device, $180. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But is that a fair price to you? Once again, let me know at Joe Brums. You can follow the show at Group Quest. Like I said, tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge, noon EST, because that's when the announcement comes for World of Warcraft, and we will react to everything. Well, I say we. Well, basically, it'll be just me, unless I get someone else in. So, We'll see you there tomorrow. Go check out the links at thegroupquest.com. This has been a Dawn Forge production. Copyright 2022. All rights are reserved. See you tomorrow on Twitch. And we will have all the news for World of Warcraft tomorrow on GQDN. And maybe some other games too. We shall see.